Afcon Rush is powered by ZaraFX, the global trading powerhouse.
La Côte d'Ivoire, inspirante d'hospitalité, reçoit l'Afrique. Jour de fête.
C'est quoi?
Score against Nigeria if you can. That's my opening line this morning as I welcome you to another edition of Afcon Rush. Coming into the tournament, it was the forwards that were expected to shine, but the defenders have shown instead. Akon, Bassey, Ajayi, Aino, Sanusi, and when Omero comes in, thou shalt not trespass. Nigeria have now gone 414 minutes without conceding a goal. That's a wonderful rush. Nwabali was the Stanley that made Nigeria stand. With Semi, you were almost assured of the semis. And with Captain Troost Ekong, we had trust. Iwobi was the Alex that made us flex. While Onyeka the Tank was a Frank that took us to a higher rank. Then the goal from Ademola made everybody look. Man, that Moses crossed the Red Sea as the strength of Osimhen helped Nigeria finish as the victor. Nigeria became the first side to book a semi-final berth at the Africa Cup of Nations 2023 after Ademola Lookman's first half goal ensured a 1-0 win over Angola in the last eight at the Felix Houphouët Boigny Stadium on Friday night. Lookman finished up a flying round down the left by Moses Simon, who skipped the challenge of defender Gasper to break free and then teed up his teammate for his third goal at the tournament and knockout stage. And he became just the fourth Nigerian to score three or more goals in the knockout stage after Rashidi Ekiri, Austin Okocha, and Odion Ihalo. The 41st-minute strike from the 26-year-old was enough to seal the deal for the Super Eagles through to the semis as they aim for their 16th podium finish in what is their 20th appearance at the AFCON. And so it was that Angola, with all the promises made to the players and with all the bragging, including they were going to roast the Eagles and have them for dinner, all those went flat. We'll get to hear from what the players and the coaches said, but let's quickly go to the second game of the day. The second game of the day saw DR Congo come from behind to win 3-1 against Guinea, securing a place in the semi-finals where they will face either Mali or hosts Ivory Coast, who play this evening. The game got off a frantic start when Guinea were awarded a penalty after Congo's captain Mbemba was adjudged to have pushed Guinea striker Bayo in the box. After a lengthy delay, Bayo kept his cool and confidently dispatched the penalty. The lead will be short-lived as a resorting DR Congo corner found Mbemba at the back post, who brought the ball down before smashing it into the roof of the net with a finish any player would be proud of. The second half was more calm, but that wouldn't stop DR Congo from scoring from the second penalty as Wisa converted the penalty, giving Congo the lead for the first time on the night. The game was won in the final 10 minutes when former West Ham United man Masuoko spotted the Guinea goalkeeper off his line and struck a clever free kick which snuck into the near post. 3-1 it finished for DR Congo. What a rush. So 2 down, 2 to go. And after suffering back-to-back defeats in their last two group matches of the AFCON, Cote d'Ivoire's chances of winning the title in home territory looked remote. But now though, they are just 2 games away from the final, having seen off defending champion Senegal in the last 16. Mali stand in their way, and although Ivory Coast's inauspicious start was hardly conducive to building confidence, eliminating the favourites last time out 5-4 in penalties after a 1-0 draw will have them believing they can deal with anyone. This will be the 6th AFCON encounter between Mali and Ivory Coast, the first meeting since the last 16 in 2019, which was a 1-0 win for the hosts. Mali have progressed from all 5 of their previous quarterfinal appearances at the AFCON. This is the most number of matches any team has played in this round without ever being eliminated. Lassine Sinayoko has scored 3 of Mali's 5 goals at AFCON 2023 and could become the first Malian to score 4 goals in a single edition since Freddy Kanute in 2004, where he scored 4. And with Hala and Adingra back for Ivory Coast, that should be a big boost, with the host only scoring 3 goals en route to the quarterfinals of the AFCON, the fewest they have scored in a single edition when playing a minimum of 4 matches. If Ivory Coast were to progress against Mali, the hosts or co-hosts would have reached at least the semi-finals in consecutive AFCON tournaments after Cameroon finished 3rd in 2021 for the first time since a run of 7 tournaments in a row between 1996 and 2008. The second game of the day, and indeed last quarterfinal match, sees South Africa and Cape Verde meeting for the second time in an AFCON tournament, and they play at the Charles Konan Bani Stadium in Yamoussoukro. The only previous AFCON meeting was Cape Verde's first match in the competition, and the opening game of the 2013 edition hosted by South Africa. That was the only opening day clash to end goalless in AFCON history. Neither Cape Verde nor South Africa will have realistically thought they would be here facing one another in the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations quarterfinals, when the vast majority would have accepted it to be Egypt versus Morocco. Cape Verde finished top of a group that contained Egypt and Ghana, while South Africa sent World Cup 2022 semi-finalist Morocco packing in the round of 16 just on Tuesday. Now, the teams ranked 73rd and 66th respectively in the world by FIFA meet for a place in the final four of AFCON 2023, and on paper, it is anyone's game. At 29 years and 64 days old, Cape Verde have the oldest average starting 11 at AFCON 2023. Indeed, five of their eight goals have been scored by players aged 30 and above. The last team with more goals in a single edition from players aged 30 plus was Egypt in 1997. In 1998, they had seven players aged 30 and above who scored goals. Themba Zwane has been directly involved in 50% of South Africa's goals at this year's tournament, two goals and one assist. While he could become the first Bafana player to score three goals in a single edition of AFCON since Sean Barlett in 2000, where he scored five. For Cape Verde, Ryan Mendes has been directly involved in more goals, that's two goals and two assists, than any other Cape Verde player at the AFCON, while his three goals involvement at AFCON 2023 is also the most by a Cape Verde player in a single edition. The winner will face new tournament favorites Nigeria in the Final Four on February 7. What a rush.
When you're in need of a trading platform that is fast and reliable, that has unbeatable industry experience, swift deposit and withdrawals, no debit charges, fair pricing, real-time executable streaming quotes, then limit your search, because ZaraFX is here for you. Our friendly trading platforms are designed to simplify the trading process, as well as ZaraFX social trading that enables our clients to leverage on professional expertise. Our pricing are transparent with competitive fees and spread. We also make sure your needs are met, as our customer support team are on hand to assist you promptly, and our educational resources to help boost your knowledge about trading. Visit us today at second floor, the Alpha Plaza Central District, Alausa, opposite Secretariat Bus Stop, Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos. For more info, please call 0916-987-0050 or visit www.zarafx.com.
ZaraFX, Global Trading Powerhouse.
There is no better feeling to see your national team play organized football and win, especially in a tournament as prestigious as the Africa Cup of Nations. Well, that definitely is the predicament of many Nigerian journalists who took to the warning of the Confederation of African Football not to over-celebrate at the Media Tribune. I must tell you, Nigerian journalists were very humble, but after the match, when the DJ played Shino Peter's Eshew, all excitement definitely was let loose. And it's time to hear from the key actors from yesterday. We start off with Coach Jose Pizarro. The mastermind is what he's nicknamed at the moment. Let's hear what he thinks about the elimination of Angola and the progress of the Super Eagles.
This represented the quality of this team. Angola didn't reach the quarterfinal for miracle or something, or lucky, but because it's a good team. One time more, our team didn't concede a goal. One time more, score one. I like score more. I think you create more chances. In the first half, we dominate and control the opponent. Good ball possession. I think in our better match in the offensive organization, in the midfield opponent, and move the ball inside, outside, create space, even Angola close in the back. In the second half, you could create more in counter-attack, because Angola try to put more people, more players in the front, more players, more attackers. I think 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times you could decide better in the last moment, because you arrived there with 3 against 2, 2 against 2, 4 against 3, but I think he did decide better. Only he missed the point, because if he did well the counter-attack or finalize well or decide well in the last moment, I think he could score more 1 or 2 goals. But in the final, congratulations for my players. I'm happy. My players deserve, and congratulations for the Angola. They did a fantastic.
All right, so Coach Tesero definitely wanted more than a goal. Didn't we all want that? But the one way we see, I beg, make we hold on. We don't qualify now, wait till we know be that. Back to back, let's start up from the back and hear from the last man standing, the shot stopper, goalkeeper Stanley Nwabali.
To be honest, when I see the messages, the calls, like the comments and everything, like I wish to recover very fast. To be honest, because these guys are really, like, I really appreciate everything they do for me, like the cause, everything. But I only want to give them clean sheet and winning today. So I'm just happy. Thank you for everyone who wishes me well. I am not a manager, and you're also a manager, so I don't know any club. I only know about Chippa United. So
okay.
So I don't want to talk about clubs now.
Up next, we hear from Calvin Bassey, a man now nicknamed the Minister of Defense.
I'm just happy, thank God, dude, we're able to be victorious. I think, yeah, of course, you see there was a few things we can work on, you know, but we had God by our side and we were able to be victorious. So, of course, yeah, it helps, but I think I've always went, every time I put on this jersey, I know what it means, and yeah, it just took people longer to realize. Not just our game, but look at all the games. It's not a game where you score freely. You know, it's always it's very hard to score, and yeah, I just think that, you know, we've done well what we've needed to do and to get here, and we just need to carry on doing and carry on doing more.
His defense partner Semi Ajayi also speaks about the inspiration behind yesterday's win and the way forward.
It was a really good performance from the boys. I think we defended really well. We managed to keep the opponent out, and we managed to take enough of our opportunities to come away with the win, so we're really, really happy. Keep the same focus, the same motivation, to build on our defensive solidity, and also to continue creating chances in attack. And as long as we keep this blend, I think we can do well. Yeah, of course. There's top teams all over the continent, and I think the quality is only getting better and better with each tournament, so it's been really, really tough. We've had to be on our A game every single game, and we'll continue to do so for the rest of the tournament. Of course, we came here to win. We didn't come out to just to participate, but we're not looking that far ahead just yet. We've still got a massive game on Wednesday to look forward to, so our full focus will be going towards that. I'm really, really proud of the defence. As a defender, every game you want to go into and keep a clean sheet, so we've done that consistently so far, and I hope it continues. I just think it's been a completely team effort. It's not just the defence. It starts from the striker to the wingers to the midfield. Everybody put in a shift. Everyone's been locked in tactically and followed the game plan, and it's been paying off in clean sheets. So we just need to continue that.
We go to the middle now to hear from Alex Iwobi.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like everyone's childhood dream. When you have Kenneth and Ahmed Musa that remind us of what the feeling was like, we want to live that same dream as well, so hopefully we can do it again. I mean, we've been doing well so far. The main thing is to remain consistent, so hopefully we can go one step further than we did that time. I feel like now we're one big family. Everybody fights for each other. The respect in the team is very high, so if we keep this chemistry through the semi-finals and through the finals, who knows what we can achieve. Literally just doing the job that the managers asked me to do, to try and manage the game and keep the ball for the team. So that's what I'm trying to do for Nigeria, and hopefully it takes us all the way. That's the aim.
And of course, Frank Onyeka, aka Frank the Tank.
Good to the players for the fighting spirit. You know, we played as a team, we defended as a team, attacked as a team. So we're up into the semifinals. No, I try to do my job again to help the team as much as possible. So I'm just trying to play my game, and I guess it's working for me. No, I mean, I wanted to, you know, be on the pitch to help my team, you know, get a clean sheet. And but again, it's the coach's decision. So if you see that I'm tired, tired. Not tired, but again, it's just I was feeling a bit tired. It's been massive. He has been supporting me all the way. Even before I came to the camp, texted me and said, no beef for anybody. I guess I'm trying to do, you know, what he said. And big love to him as well.
Wow, what a rush. Players are making sense. In fact, let's give a round of applause to all the Super Eagles players and coaches. And indeed, the fans who were out there yesterday, very boisterous at the Félix Houphouët-Boigny Stadium, even though the Angolan fans were attacking them chance for chance. Okay, we did tell you that a high-powered delegation came down to Abidjan to support the players, and the delegation was headed by Senate President Senator Godswill Akpabio. Well, we did see him cheering in the stands alongside another member of the delegation, Right Honorable Benjamin Kalu, the Deputy Speaker of the Federal House of Representatives, who spent some time to interact with Yours Sincerely some hours after the game.
We told them that the nation was behind them, just like the Mr. President said. We told them that Nigeria needed this joy, this pride, this dignity, this victory. And sitting down there, watching them play, gladdened my heart. So, you know, the unifying element in Nigeria, nothing unifies like soccer. When we play soccer, we don't remember religion. We don't remember ethnicity. We don't even remember politics, political colors of our, you know, political color flags. All we remember is that we are one nation joined together to achieve one particular purpose. And I saw that energy coming from all parts of Nigeria for those who were in that field today. Usher the victory that we really needed, and we were happy.
Yes, even though you're not jumping now, you know, to show the joy, I can imagine how you felt. I saw you earlier today, and you're in a very boisterous mood. Okay, we wish we could have captured you when you were jumping.
Yeah, I mean, look for the clips. You see, that was all about the mood, you know, and I was happy because. It would have been bad for us to leave all the way from our country down here to support our boys, and we'll be going back with our shoulders lowered. With our good luck, and we have given them good luck to victory. Nigerians are not going to talk about it much. But if they didn't win, I can assure you.
They remember that Benjamin Kalu was there.
Senator Mabio was there. But we are reluctant to come because we are afraid. We might lose, you know, and nobody wanted that scandal. Or that picture where you'd be painted as the one who brought the defeat. So I really thank God, and I thank the boys for not making us go back regretting this trip. Although the energy in the field was not the way it used to be.
The boys were calm?
The boys were calm. It was like initially they were not as so confident. They were struggling. And I give it to the Angolan that we are playing. The position, ball position was, more. They were coordinated. You know, our boys were more calm, and we didn't feel the energy initially. But later on it picked up, and I'm encouraging them the next match. They should keep believing in themselves that they have what it takes.
All right, everyone loves the Super Eagles. They are bringing joy to the country. We're forgetting our sorrows, forgetting that the Naira is now 1,500 to a dollar. Okay, we'll come back to that in a bit. For now, let's focus on the Super Eagles. And big ups to everyone who has in any way motivated the players. We say kudos to the president of Nigeria as well. He spoke with them just before the game. Okay, so looks like there's some good luck from the president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Well, fingers crossed, it's a long holiday. No way, it's not a holiday. It's a long training session for the Super Eagles of Nigeria as they patiently wait for February 7, which by my calculation is next Wednesday, for the semi-final against either South Africa or Cape Verde. Who do you want to play the Super Eagles? Fingers crossed indeed. Let's Quick warm-up for today's matches. As I take a pause on AFCON Rush, be sure to catch me throughout the day for more updates from Côte d'Ivoire, venue of the Africa Cup of Nations 2023, played in 2024. Don't forget to also follow our social media handles at Official CFM 951 and X, Comfort 95.1 FM Uyo on Facebook. You can also catch me at I Am Mighty George on X and indeed Mighty George on Facebook and other social media platforms. Big shout out to our proud supporters, ZaraFX.com. If you're definitely into online trading, then you've got to be on ZaraFX.com. Until next time, this is Mighty George saying au revoir, merci beaucoup. What a rush.
AFCON Rush is powered by ZaraFX, the global trading powerhouse.